This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This Christmas, thousands of you, possibly millions of you, are going to open a video game called Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Odyssey is the 11th of the Assassin's Creed games. Each one creates a highly detailed and realistic depiction of some place in the past, Renaissance Italy or the French Revolution in Paris, and you go there to kill people. The new game, Odyssey, takes place in 5th century BC Greece. The Radio Hour's Alex Barron went to check out Odyssey with a bona fide classicist, The New Yorker's Daniel Mendelsohn. Daniel is both a contributor to the magazine and a college professor at Bard, who teaches the ancient Greek world. Gentlemen, start your PlayStations.
I just want to kill everybody.
Yeah, that's good. That's all the game wants you to do. When Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out in the fall, it got a lot of attention, and not just from the usual gamer circles, but from serious academics. I mean, people who really know a lot about the classical world got really excited both about the game's level of detail and about its historical accuracy.
Yes! No match for a Spartan.
Daniel hadn't seen the game before, so I was very excited to be the one who got to show it to him and to see how authentic he thought it was.
Is this what the Battle of Thermopylae looked like? I thought the deal with the Spartans was that they fought in like a phalanx.
Well, I think probably after a while it starts to fall apart, you know, when the 8 million Persians are attacking the 300 Spartans. At a certain point, maybe you cut formation.
So in the game, you mostly play as this Greek mercenary. Mine's name is Cassandra. Cassandra wears the kind of leather and metal armor that you see in movies about ancient Greece. Sometimes she wears a helmet. Sometimes the helmet has that red brush thing on top of it. She's got whatever swords or spears or daggers you're currently using to fight with kind of strapped to her back. And you guide her through ancient Greece, killing people, saving people, stealing things, and earning money and new weapons and experience points as you go.
So I should say, I really like this game, and I know virtually nothing about classical history at all.
Okay, well, I know a lot about classical history and virtually nothing about this game, so it looks like we're a match.
Perfect.
So at this point in the game, Cassandra is on the trail of this mysterious, nefarious cult, which has taken us to the Temple of Apollo, which is where the Oracle sat in Delphi.
Oh, well, Delphi is incredibly cool.
So here's the Temple of Apollo.
Okay, looking good. All that stuff around is very true to life. The setting, if you ever go to Delphi, it's the most insanely dramatic setting. The site is located on this sort of bluff overlooking a valley, the valley where Oedipus ran into his father by mistake.
This valley?
Yeah. Yeah, it's truly numinous. I mean, you feel that there's something supernatural there. You really do. I'm not a crazy person.
Daniel's excited not just to visit some of the ancient sites, but to rub elbows with some of the ancient celebrities that show up in the game.
Is that Herodotus? I'm dying to meet Herodotus.
So where is that guy?
It's funny because they're all speaking ancient Greek in the background with modern Greek accents.
What is the difference?
That's a huge difference. If you listen to reconstructions of ancient Greek, it sounds more like Chinese than like modern Greek. Huh.
Slightly worried that we're going to have to kill all these people. Here's your guy.
Okay, is that Herodotus? Yes.
How do I look?
Terrifying.
Good.
Keep your wits about you. Try not to do anything rash.
I'm a little disappointed that, you know, if this Herodotus is Herodotus, the historian, you would want him to offer more sage maxims about history and fate. He's like a kind of a tour guide on a B-level cruise, you know?
Definitely.
Pericles surrounds himself with the brightest minds in Athens, which is to say anyway.
Let's go to Athens.
In Athens, you can fulfill your duty to your family.
So now we're riding to Athens?
Let's go.
I once spent a summer on Mount Pelion, which in myth is the place that Jason set off from with the Argonauts. It looks just like this.
Here we are.
So you tell me, Daniel, like, what is an interesting thing in Athens for us to try to find?
Well, I think at the beginning of the Peloponnesian War, the Acropolis is just a finishing. I mean, it's not even totally finished.
Keep your distance, Mystios.
Oh, boy. Killing three of these guys at the same time might be a bit of a challenge, but... All right, let's get out of here. This has been fun, but... The winning strategy for fighting in this game, it turns out, is to hide.
Well, that's very Periclean.
The famous Acropolis. A testament to humankind's skill and craftsmanship.
So now we're on the Acropolis.
Yeah.
There would have been statues all over the place, dedications, politicians, victorious athletes. It was not when you go there now. There's just the Parthenon and a couple of things.
Yeah, it's one of the things about this game that I really love. There is something that is weirdly evocative just in seeing people next to representations.
You're not used to that. The other thing I like is I noticed some scaffolding along some of the buildings because the Acropolis was not quite finished. Can you angle up so we can look up at the top? Okay, so that's a giant bronze statue, which was Athena specifically in her military aspect, right? Which is also, you know, it's the first thing you see as you go on the Parthenon, you know, it's basically saying don't f*** with us. And this, I think, was about 38, 40 feet high.
And that does not still stand.
No.
Anything bronze things can't.
You know, became arrowheads and bullets 1,500 years ago.
Should we try to climb her? Real fast.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what the view is, and you seem to be climbing up a sheer wall of bronze with your spidey, sticky palms. Wow.
This is legitimately, I find, very stirring to do.
It's
the
fun.
Notion of climbing down this 40-foot tall bronze statue that no longer exists would have been... I mean, this is the kind of thing that if you saw it today, you would be... That would be incredibly impressive. And the fact that...
They were meant to be impressive. Look, you never know what's going to get people interested in this civilization. You know, a whole generation of Latinists came out of that movie Gladiator. So it was a wonderful classicist called Jack Winkler, and I can't remember which article he wrote in which he started out by, you know, basically saying, you know, why do you get interested in the classics? Naughty myths and naked statues, you know? I mean, who cares, you know? So if it's a video game, I have no problem with that.
Daniel Mendelsohn playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey with the Radio Hour's Alex Barron.
It's like book 16 of the Iliad, where the bloodlust takes over, and then the next thing you know, you've missed your appointment with your student advisee because all you want is Persian blood on your hands. Yeah.
If you spend your holiday playing video games, please kill wisely.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.